Moncrief on News Talk.
At music festivals, it's pretty standard to have a medical tent to deal with any physical difficulties. But what about mental health? Mick Ledden is a psychotherapist and CEO for the Irish branch of PsyCare, which has been staffing such tents at UK festivals for many years. Mick, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thanks for having
us here. Now, how long have you been in operation in Ireland?
So PsyCare Ireland, we're in operation. It's probably about our third summer, and we've been a registered charity for the last year.
Okay, yeah. So, and you have had a presence at some music festivals.
We have indeed, yeah. We've been to 30 music festivals to date, 250 volunteers, and we've helped up to nearly 1,500 people.
Yeah, and so what would be the difference between the services you provide and those in the straightforward medical tent?
So when you go into a festival, of course, people are going to have bumps and bruises, twisted ankles, heat stroke, perhaps even complications from too much drink or drugs. And that might require a medical kind of type assistance. But what we find is that there's a whole undercurrent of people there who could be having panic attacks, maybe anxiety, maybe depression, the psychological effects of things like alcohol and drugs. And, you know, when people go to music festivals, they're there to celebrate, to have a good time. But when you open up all that and it's maybe over a couple of days, there's not such good sleeping, people are pushing their bodies to the limit, they're not eating. You know, all these types of things really accumulate, and we see pre-existing mental health conditions. It's almost like the perfect storm that people come into psychological distress at festivals. Mm. And so up until now, there wasn't really that kind of service there for them. As you said, it's in other countries, it's been there for a long time, but in Ireland, it's really kind of the first of its kind.
Yeah. And so and do you have to put a lot of thought into where the tent is positioned, in the sense that you want people to be able to find it, but maybe people might go, I'm not going to go into that tent because people will see me going into that tent?
Totally. Well, we would have a policy, really. We put the tent right beside the medics, because there can be a very fine line between what's a physical emergency with a substance and what's just a psychological emergency with a substance. So we're right beside them. But we do believe in really it being an open house, a front of house type welfare. It's not something that's hidden away. You don't need a referral. People can just walk up to us, and we'll be there at the entrance to a festival telling people, look, you mightn't need it yourself, but if you or your mates, or you meet a passerby who's having a difficulty, don't just leave them on the grass. Don't tell them they just need to go to their tent, or they need to drive home when they're upset or when they're distraught. You know, there is a service there at the festival where people can come. They'll get one-to-one support, privacy, dignity, and a space to recover if they've had too much of a substance or too much to drink.
Yeah. And is it to an extent, are you triaging patients, or can you actually give them treatment? You know, because there may well be the case, especially if somebody, God forbid, has a psychotic episode or something like that. Presumably, there has to be some sort of way of stabilizing the condition there, but then referring them on.
And that may be the case. I mean, we do find that normally at all the 30 shows and international numbers as well, it's about 1% of people end up engaging in welfare for all various different kinds of reasons. But probably out of that, probably another 1% of the 1% may have a pre-existing psychosis, or there may be some kind of a psychotic break happening. And that's where we'd work really in unison with the medics, security, and other services. You know, we have had people have had to be transferred from hospital, but thankfully the vast majority of people's distress or the symptoms, if it's, say, they've taken a substance or something like that, it does resolve with monitoring, with support at the festival. So they don't actually need hospitalization, but we do follow up and give them, you know, some information about, look, you had a big experience. Has this happened before? Would you like some further information about support services in your area? You know, so we do try to refer them on for extra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for someone who has taken something that that doesn't agree with them, for want of a better phrase, I assume it must be tricky to calm them down because the drug is still affecting them.
It can be. And we find that, you know, our environment that we try to create at the festivals, it's a very calming, very sensory, soothing type of tent. It's not like bright lights, medical kind of tent. I know a medical tent, you need to be able to see everything because you're doing medical stuff. Here, you're trying to calm the nervous system and calm people down. Like, our volunteers would all be, I suppose, festival goers and peers themselves. Some of them just happen to be psychologists, psychotherapists, social workers, but they've all been to festivals and they all know festivals. So they're there not to talk down to someone, but to talk to someone, you know, humanely, non-judgmentally, and encourage them, you know, look, you're going through a process. Maybe you've taken something. It might take a couple of hours to resolve, but we're not going to leave you there. We're not going to abandon you in that. And many people just kind of go, oh, I'm safe. I'm not in trouble. I'm not in trouble with the police. I'm not being shamed. I'm not ruining my friend's night. Jeez, you know, I'm safe from the crowd. Many people might feel scared at night at a festival. So we just bring in that safety. And for many people, that's literally the ticket. It's what they need
yeah.
to calm down.
And leaving, and apart yeah. from the drugs aspect of it, I would imagine there might be people, say, for instance, a neurodivergent person who's never been to a festival before, and suddenly, because it's overwhelming at the best of times.
It sure can be. And, you know, research shows a lot of neurodivergent people love festivals and love electronic dance music and love music, and they go. But when it's too crowded in the crowd, it's too noisy, or there's a lot of lights, lasers, these types of things, or they're not sleeping, they're out of their routine, it can be really difficult. It's difficult for anybody, but especially with folks who are neurodivergent, we find a lot of people are just feeling, oh, I'm just overstimulated, I can't sleep. And they just need a quiet sensory space to come into.
Mm.
Like, we can leave them to just chill, but we also have resources there. People can talk to them. And again, it could be for that reason or any reason, a fight with a friend, someone who's been maybe spiked or has, you know, is maybe vulnerable because they've drank too much. And then, you know, they're vulnerable to people taking advantage of them, to predators. So it's a safeguarding piece really as well.
Yeah.
To make sure that there are spaces at festivals where people can be looked after.
Yeah. And I suppose it might have people having panic attacks out of the blue or they've just got bad news. Even.
Massively. We've had people who've gotten, you know, one of those phone calls we all dread at a festival that says someone they know has passed away, or someone's had an accident and they've no way of getting home, or, you know, people just entering into panic. Again, could be a fight with a partner, fight with anybody, or just even feeling panicked about their health, that there's something wrong. You know, that panic attack can strike any time, even just if it's too crowded, if there's a bad atmosphere. Sometimes you see intimidation. People are, you know, walking around the festival. Maybe there's a bad vibe at the festival, or maybe there's the stage could be too crowded or anything like that. People are very sensitive to that sort of stuff, or, you know, extreme swings in the music and the curation. The weather is a big one as well.
Really?
You know? Would you ever guess? Yeah, in Ireland, the weather can really, like, obviously a big storm coming through can leave people without a tent to go to, or really vulnerable, or soaked to the skin, or, you know,
yeah.
Like, so there's all kinds of reason in these amazing spaces that people will need someone to talk to and a little bit of support. And I guess that's what PsyCare is all about, just giving them that safe haven.
Yeah. Now, and you're all volunteers.
That'd be correct. Yeah, we have 2 part-time staff for all the admin that it takes to be a charity and apply for grants. But everything from logistics to, yeah, putting people into the field would be volunteers.
Yeah, and now, as you said, you've been around for a few years and you have been to many festivals, but not all of them. Like, is it a complicated process to be included in, particularly in one of the bigger festivals?
Well, probably, to be honest, in starting out on this journey, I thought, well, we just need to build it and they will come. But it has maybe been a little bit complicated as such, in that, unlike maybe in Australia where it's pretty normalised, or in the UK where there's multiple welfare organisations that have existed for years, in Ireland there hasn't really been a concept of this. Like, we hear things like, oh, well, it's not in the medical budget. And it's like, well, it's not. It's actually not quite medical. I know it's health and safety.
Mm.
Or we hear things like, you know, well, look, there haven't been any major incidents this year, or our crowd are a bit older. There's nobody's OD'd at the festival. And for us, it's about much more than just the harshest realities of the drug taking at the festivals, which is a reality. But it's more about just the human decency of offering people who might be struggling, who might be suffering, a bit of support in these spaces. So, look, we would just say we want to talk to all the festivals in Ireland, and indeed we're going to talk to all the county councils in Ireland about this issue, and hopefully get us to a place where Ireland has this as just a complete standard norm.
And across then, in the UK and across Europe, is it more standard now to have a mental health section for the health section?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe you'd see that at lots of different, say, just take the UK, for instance. Their Purple Guide talks a lot about welfare services and harm reduction services, and they've got multiple non-profits, for-profits, semi-profits, specialist welfares. Whereas when we started, we were like, okay, we'll fit into this jigsaw somewhere, and we realised, well, actually, there hasn't really been a welfare organisation for the nation. Some festivals will have, you know, maybe done their own little things, their own little projects, or they might have 1 or 2 people designated for it. But we find, you know, that's probably for the most extreme cases. But when you actually open the doors and say to people, look, come if you're struggling, it's astounding how many people will come forward. And for some of them, it's the first time they'll maybe have spoken about their mental health or their recreational drug use or alcohol use that could be tipping into something a bit more precarious for them in their lives. You know, so it's having those conversations, opening that safe space. Evolving.
I get the sense you're being, you know, somewhat diplomatic, that perhaps there might be a few major festivals that could do with your presence there.
Yeah, the festivals that we'd love to talk to, festivals that we've been to, you know, and that people tell us every year, you know, doing this. We do hear from punters who go to festivals all the time, Jesus, I wish you were there. This happened to me. This happened to my mate. I spend half the night worried about my friend and looking after them. There was nowhere to bring them. This is all the stuff. It probably doesn't, I suppose, make it onto the Instagram or onto the TikTok.
Yes.
That goes out, you know. But it is there. And I guess we're trying to gather evidence, like we're doing research with Trinity College Dublin to showcase the kind of cases that we're receiving in the door. We're trying to document it with videography and, you know, getting people to tell their stories more. So, and like this and like the journal article that went out on Saturday are really parts of that, I guess.
Yeah. Thanks a million, Mick, for coming in to tell us about that today. That was Mick Ledden there, a psychotherapist and CEO of the Irish branch of PsyCare.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.